This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Life Fitness, workout in comfort and train whenever. Save 10% off your order with code MMA10. 8 Sleep, the number one smart mattress with bed cooling technology designed to help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep. Save $50 off your order with code MMA50. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 639. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What the hell are you drinking?
It's like a...
looks like Hulk urine?
Noon Whistle. I don't know.
Okay.
Cosmo Pale Ale. It looks weird because it's... I think it's because it's in a blue cup.
Yeah, it's making it look Hulk urine green.
That's right. That's what it is. Trying to get my Hulk on.
That's what it's all about. Let's see.
What happened? Did the Bears play today? I didn't even watch any football.
No, I think they had a bye week.
Okay.
Which is weird because I think they played on a Thursday and then no on Sunday, another week off. So
Michigan won the Big Ten championship. Woohoo. Against Iowa, 26-0.
There you go.
I like it.
What else? Blackhawks are tied for last place in hockey with the San Jose Sharks. Just they fucking are just horrible.
And there's a bunch of drama, right? With the Hawks with traded somebody to what the fuck's his name? Traded him to Florida because supposedly there's some drama in the house and we don't know exactly what happened.
Well, they released Corey Perry.
Oh, they released
and
him. That's
cut
right.
Him. They cut him.
Cut him.
And I guess he got... they weren't super clear with what happened. It was just kind of like, sound like he's got an alcohol problem. Maybe got inappropriate on alcohols, but he definitely didn't fuck Bedard's mom. that's a rumor that everyone was trying to propagate out there. And that's baseless.
No, baseless.
I'm not buying into that one. But yeah, so they're just doing, I guess they want to get the number one pick again. Them and the Bears. That's why I said, why, if you're the Bears, what's the point of trying to win games at this point?
There's no point.
Everyone's getting fired.
That's right. You just go ahead and make it happen, right? Make that first round pick happen, and then you'll be good.
Yeah, because you got Carolina's pick, and then you have your pick. So you're going to have two definitely within the top 10.
Yep.
And one super high, potentially the number one. So more than likely, you take a quarterback and then build out some other shit.
I don't understand how a team in this large market is so bad. Like, how can we not figure this out? It's been like years.
Because we traded anyone that was good for like draft picks to try to build a base. Like, they're just laying the foundation, but
for 20 years, since like 1985. 40
well,
years.
In the past, what happened is the Bears would always trade away all their draft picks to try to get like this guy and that guy and that guy. So like you play that game and you're like mediocre. So I get what they're doing, but again, you have to make the right picks. Just because you have the right picks, you have to select the right people.
That's correct.
So one of the problems is maybe the Bears they don't have good talent evaluators, and you just keep in this cycle of sucking. Because you keep picking the wrong players. Like, and I think quarterback's probably the hardest player to pick because I don't think there's any sure bets out there. It's like you go with your best and hope. And then, like, how many of these guys bust out? A lot of them bust out.
They do. We just seem to get all of the guys that bust out all the
time. I know. Can we just get one good guy? Like, for fuck's sake, man.
Yep.
Oh, it's just so brutal. Like, we used to be good. It just sucks. Like, and the same with the Blackhawks. Like, we won like fucking 3 Stanley Cups in like 5 years. So, yeah, can't complain with that. Which is weird because I have a coffee cup on my desk that shows Blackhawks 6 Stanley Cups, but it's from like 1930, 19, whatever, 1960. I'm like, they won three in the 2010 era. I think it was 2010, 13, 15. So maybe that coffee cup's just really old. Maybe I got it in high school or something.
Yeah. You need a new coffee cup.
Yeah. That one just sits down here. It's more of a pen holder than a coffee cup.
Oh, so. I see.
So, yeah, we had some UFC over the weekend. There was some weird shit. Like, we had two slam KOs.
Yeah.
And we typically only get one per year, mm-hmm. if that. I think it was back-to-back fights. It was insane.
Yeah, well, I take it we're not allowed to show those even if they're out on Twitter?
Yeah, probably not. Okay. I mean, I'm gonna show something in one of the fights, but I'm going to blur it out.
Do it.
Do you want to start with the main event and then we'll work our way back? Or
sure. That sounds good.
Dariush Sarukyan.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. Dariush, I like this guy. I've always been a fan. It's too bad. I don't really understand. You know, I don't know if it's a speed difference or just got caught on a bad night, but Sarukyan, you know, threw a knee early in the first round, and then before the foot hit the ground, followed up with a nice right, you know, caught him right on the temple, and then boom, that was it. It was over really quick. I was kind of, when it happened, I was like, wait a second, what the fuck just happened? I didn't quite get it, but yeah. I'm like, oh, he did catch him. Like, I thought he caught him with the knee at first, but it was actually the right hand that was like right in there.
Yeah, because I think it was the right knee, and then he threw the right hand, like you're saying, while the knee is still in the air. Like, it was insane. Like, how'd you even generate enough power on that?
I don't know. This must have been practicing it or something.
Yeah. But yeah, you could tell there's a marked difference in speed during that fight. Mm-hmm. So that was tough. Quick KO. And then there was the one fight I want to pull up, and I'm going to show the footage. So I'm going to have to blur it out, and hopefully we don't get issue with that. The Bobby Green, Jalen Turner fight. Where Jalen took the fight on short notice, but then I'm going to play this. I got to turn the volume down.
Yeah, I'm ready.
So we can look at it and then, you know, to blur it out for everybody else. It's like he gets dropped, and then there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
He's kind of 10, he got knocked out at least twice.
13, 14, back 15, a couple shots 16, to the side,
8, 19, 18.
20. Oh, he was out there.
I mean, I think he was out on his feet and then he was out again. I mean, I think the stoppage was, and the comment Biz Bing, they're all going crazy. Like, it was way late. I think they could have stopped it easily, you know, 12 shots prior, but I don't know. It's a weird sport because it's like you let it go too long, we complain. You don't let it go long enough, we complain. It's like, I don't know. At the end of the day, he's probably fine, but it didn't look good, you know?
The optics aren't great, but I'm okay with this. In fact, let him take 5 more for good measure.
Just in case.
Yeah, you can make sure. It's like a zombie. You got to double tap. Double tap!
Yeah.
Make sure he's out. So it's like 2 knockouts, 1 fight. I like it. Yeah, so... is it the worst stoppage or late? I don't know if it's the worst one I've ever seen. I'm sure there were other ones where like, oof, oof.
Yeah.
I know there was a female fight where we're like, what the fuck? I just can't remember. It was a long time ago, but
yeah.
It is a fine line for the refs. Maybe he crossed it. Did he go over the line?
I think he stepped over the line, man. Just a little.
You have to mark that one a 0.
Mark it a 0, you know. Not good.
That was tough. And then what about, did you see the Miesha Tate? What a fucking dominant performance she had over Avila.
I did not see that.
It was leading
into the main card. No.
Yeah. She's on a prelims with Clay Guida. Guida lost. Miesha, just a dominant grappling fucking exhibition. Pretty much just came across, secured a takedown, and then held a takedown for 3 rounds. And then in the 3rd round, it's like she got a rear naked choke, but the other girl, she taps right away, which was weird because she basically just had it on the chin and then was almost looked like it was a little bit of a neck crank. And the chick was like already tapping and like pointing to her throat. So I don't know. She had it sunken deep, but it looked like she's finally back to form. like the old school Misha Tate, because I think she said she had to kind of fall in love with the sport again and just went out there and fucking dominated. Because it would literally should have been like a 10-8 first round, 10-8 second yeah. round, and then the finish in the third. So I was like, holy shit, she's back. She's back.
She's back. Well, can we talk about that Guida Joakim Silva fight for a second? Because, you know, I was excited. There's a marked difference in these two guys. Obviously, Silva, younger, bigger, stronger. But Guida, 41 years old, man, holding his own. Still got the cardio. Still, you know, doing his thing, going for takedowns. I felt like he won the first round. Silva won the second. And then, you know, the third round was pretty close until the end. I don't know. I'm just a big fan. I still remember, like, Guida versus what's his face? Yes, what's his name?
Diego
yes.
Sanchez.
Yeah, on that fight night that where they, like, a few years back, where they were just slugging the shit out. They were just, yeah. I mean, he's the man. I feel bad that he, you know, didn't come up on the victory end of that one. But I don't know if I said this before or maybe I missed it. But I, in that fight in particular, I noticed the picture-in-picture replay that they were doing while the fight was going on. They were showing some move that Guida had done in the lower corner, and I was like, oh, that's cool. So I don't know if that's on every type of broadcast, if they do that on the TV or not, but on my replay on my you know, like iPad, ESPN Plus, like I was like, whoa. So they were, the fight was happening and they were commentating on what had just happened like a couple seconds ago, and there was a replay of it in the corner, and I was like, well that's
weird.
I don't know if that's been there before and I just missed it, but I'm like, that's cool, like you can kind of see what just happened, like it's a instant replay.
It's technology, they're making it happen.
It is. So
and Guida was getting, you know, his pre-fight ritual where his brother slaps him up like, oh, we're still doing this shit, like always. Like, oh man, but yeah, fuck, he's up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough. I don't have anything else for that card.
No, I'm good.
I saw, so Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship had their card over the weekend, and one of the fights got pulled off. So Ben Rothwell versus Todd Duffy was supposed to happen. What Rothwell happened? Got injured, pulled out for some reason.
Okay.
But the Mike Perry, Eddie Alvarez basically went as expected. They beat the shit out of each other. Alvarez did decent in the first round, but Perry's just such a gamer that you have to literally kill the guy. He's just going to keep coming forward and trading, and ends up damaging Alvarez a lot in the second round. And then between rounds two and three, like Eddie's telling his corner, he's like, I can't fucking see out of my eye. And I think I broke my orbital. So luckily one of his coaches was like, we're calling the fight. Another one's like, no, let him keep fighting. And one of them's like, no, the fucking fight is over.
That's it. Because
both of those guys, it's bare knuckle. You're going to take a lot of fucking damage. So afterwards, both their faces, obviously Eddie's face is way more fucked up than.
Yeah, here I got a picture of Eddie. Yeah. Check it out. Here he is. Look at that shit.
Yeah. It ain't great. The whole side is swollen from fucking eating right hands.
Yeah, not good.
And after the fight, it sounded like Mike Perry is potentially open to a rematch with Eddie. And he was also calling out Conor McGregor to like, come over, get some of this bare knuckle action. And then he also tweeted out that he'd be open to fighting Jorge Masvidal if he wants to step into the bare knuckle. Cause that's basically where Jorge came from, was Kimbo Slice, like backyard fucking bare knuckle shit back in the day. So it'll be interesting to see. And then also, if you look at the opponents Mike Perry has beaten in bare knuckle, so he started with Julian Let Me Bang Bro Lane.
Yep.
And then these are all the people he's beaten: Michael Venom Page, and then Luke Rockhold, and now Eddie Alvarez. So he's got two UFC champions, and I believe wasn't MVP a Bellator champion at one point?
He was.
So, and Julian Lane, I think he was a champion in his own mind.
He was a champion of the Ultimate Fighter.
of potentially getting kicked out.
Yeah.
So, and who else was on that card? Oh, Jeremy Stephens. He fought. He got a win too. So
he did. He did.
But they got the whatever that belt was for the bare knuckle fighting champion. I forgot what they called it. It wasn't like the baddest, like the BMF, but they had their version of, I think, what was it, the violent champion or most violent, something or other.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it now.
Yeah. Well. Maybe I'll find the belt and post it. Because they had those three options that they were asking, like, which one should we vote on? Something violence.
It's called the Battle Axe? No. Shit. We've talked about it a couple shows ago.
Yeah.
We had the pictures and everything.
Yeah.
Now I can't remember. King of Violence.
There you go.
King of Violence. That's it.
Yeah.
See? In my old age, it just takes me a minute.
We'll get there.
It's like reeling in a fish. I'm like, I know it's there. And then it's like, bing.
Sure is.
There it is.
Speaking of all that, we should probably talk some sponsor action.
Yes. Ho, 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 gentlemen. Get ready to jingle and deck your balls this holiday with the help from our friends over at Manscaped. Leaders in below-the-waist grooming have just launched their Performance Package 5.0 Ultra, but I like to call it the small gift for your big package, featuring Santa's number one helper, the Lawnmower 5.0. Manscaped can guarantee you'll be stuffing more than just your stocking this season. Whoa. Let your ornaments shine and enjoy 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. Mrs. Claus will thank you.
Wow. Now I'm getting action from Mrs. Claus. What the hell is going on?
Hey, now.
The Performance Package 5.0 Ultra is the one-stop shop for holiday gifting perfection.
Yes, and get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMAnuts. Give the gift of Manscaped this holiday season.
That's right. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, wherever you want to make it happen. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. It's a simple process. Go to BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And of course, the best part, it's all done online and made in the US of A.
And Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. We've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. Use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
The holidays are here, which is perfect timing for today's sponsor, OneSkin. Whether you're traveling or hosting this year, OneSkin is your best defense against the havoc holiday stress can wreak on your skin. What makes OneSkin the best? Their products are powered by a groundbreaking peptide, OS1, which is the first ingredient scientifically proven to prevent the accumulation of aged senescent cells, the primary culprit behind skin aging. The real magic? OS1 has actually been proven in the lab to actually reduce the biological age of skin by several years, meaning it not only prevents but slows down skin aging, leaving you with healthier, more hydrated, and glowing skin, just like Matt. OneSkin just launched their mini bundles, which include face and eye topical supplements, body lotion, and cleanser, which all come in a cute travel bag. If you're traveling this winter, OneSkin has your mini skincare essentials covered. And if you are gifting this holiday season, OneSkin's mini bundles are the perfect stocking stuffers. For a limited time, our listeners can enjoy an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. This holiday season, give yourself and your loved ones a head start on New Year's resolutions to swap your skincare for skin longevity.
That's right. I got the travel package right here. You get like your four mini bottles in here.
Sweet.
You do a lot of damage. You get your body.
Is it like if you put too much on, you become like, remember that movie?
Turn into a baby.
Yeah, like that was a Brad Pitt, the that
Benjamin
one
Buttons or
yeah,
something.
Where he went backwards. Be careful,
you gotta
everybody.
Go
don't
forwards
put on too much.
To go in reverse.
That's right.
Yes. Like Willy Wonka. But yes, I've been using this. This is great. Now I've got the travel kit ready to do damage or repair all the damage. So OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. OneSkin addresses skin health at the molecular level, targeting the root causes of aging so skin feels and appears younger. It's time to get started with your new face, eye, and body routine at a discounted rate today. New customers get 15% off with code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off. OneSkin.co with code FIT15. The new year is approaching. Now is the best time to invest in your skin. Age healthy with OneSkin. And right back to the show. And while we're doing all that, all the icons on my desktop just fucking disappeared. I'm like, what? This shit just happened. Now I just have Zoom and the whatever browser I'm using. And everything else that was on the desktop, poof.
That's freaky. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the computer was gonna reboot, so I'm like, oh fuck, right in front. We're doing all the ads. It's a great time to, you know,
to restart.
Make that happen.
Let's just hang on, little buddy. Hang on.
Yeah, we can make it.
We can make it. Funny enough, I have a program in the background that's frozen with the spinning disc as well. It must
right.
be some gremlin in the. It's probably Zoom or something.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, speaking of spinning discs, did you see this crazy video of Sean Strickland and somebody trying to bust into his house? I'm gonna show I can't play the audio because
no,
there's
it's
like
got
there's
music, yeah.
It's got some crazy metal music on it, but here he is. Apparently there's, you can see the guy, I don't know who this guy is, looks drunk, stumbling around, banging into shit, hiding down there. Out comes Strickland. He's like, who the fuck is this? What is happening? And he's got a gun and he's like,
yep,
pointing it at the guy, and then he's like chasing him around, still got the gun. And then I don't know if he hit him with the gun or what he did.
No, he just pushes him to the ground because he's holding it left-handed.
Okay, gotcha. I see a couple things wrong with this scenario, but I defer to you. But what are your thoughts on this?
Well, that guy is super unlucky because I believe he is running from the police for some kind of an issue. But you remember like a couple of shows ago, we had showed Strickland's front room, and he basically, his wall was just full of guns. So it looked like the 1985 movie from Arnold Schwarzenegger, Commando, with his gun room that I'm going to share here, where this is basically Sean Strickland's living room, which is guns all over the wall. So like the worst person's house to look, make it look like you're fucking with one of his cars. I think he handled it well because that guy's lucky he didn't get shot, because Sean's I don't know, a loose cannon. But again, I think he's got to bring the gun out because you don't know what that guy's doing, because he's thinking, oh, this guy's trying to steal one of my cars.
Yeah,
so he's bringing
that,
the gun
makes sense.
And you don't know what that guy has. So
I agree. And the only thing I had thought I had was he got a little too close. If you're going to have a gun, you shouldn't be a foot away.
Yeah,
from
yeah,
somebody.
You don't need
that's,
to be.
That's not a move. That's not a move that makes sense. So
keep your distance.
Keep your distance, you know.
But I think he just wanted to have a little bit of contact because he's a Maybe. Fighter. He wants to be touchy-feely with people.
It's like, cool, I get to use my gun.
Yeah, I've been waiting this day forever for this to happen. I heard there was like a rumor of a super fight that was going to happen. Dana White says it's not going to be a Conor McGregor fight, but this is also along the lines, and I'll come back to that. But I guess some bar somewhere was posting this image. UFC 300, yeah. Chandler versus McGregor. I don't believe that's going to happen, but
that's wild.
What could a super fight that the UFC makes that doesn't include Conor McGregor, what can they make? What is super?
Nick Diaz versus not Nick Diaz. Nick Diaz? Yeah, Diaz GSP. Yeah, Nick Diaz GSP. Uh-huh.
They could do that.
Uh-huh.
Ronda Rousey, Misha Tate 3. But I think Ronda will never come back. Misha will beat her. Misha will
you
beat
think
her
so?
This
I
time.
I don't know. If you give her 6 months, it's tough to say.
Yeah.
Hard to say. We don't know what kind of training Ronda's been doing. John Jones versus anybody?
I mean, he's still Well, I would think Brock versus John, but John's not going to be back in time.
No. Oh, you're thinking specifically for 300. Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Which is like April-ish,
yeah,
or something.
It doesn't have to be 300, but you'd think if they're going to do a super fight, that's the one to put it on.
Yeah.
Because usually they tried to stack it because UFC 100 was Brock versus Frank Mir. Who else up is there? St. Pierre, mm-hmm. Alves, Bisbing, and Henderson.
Oh, GSP Diaz is right behind you. I didn't even know. I don't know. It's literally right there.
And who else is? I think John Jones was on that UFC 100 card also.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he was. He might have been undercard on that. I got to pull that up.
Is that the Bisbing knockout of Dan Henderson? Okay, that's that card. I want to say like Uriah Faber was on the card.
Bitch and Paulo Thiago, Lesnar Mir, GSP, Thiago Alves, Henderson, Bisbing, Akiyama, Belcher. Let's see. Who else is on here? That was the main card, the prelims. Mark Coleman, Stefan Bonner, John Jones versus Jake O'Brien, nice. Jim Miller versus Mac Danzig, Dong Nong Kim versus TJ Grant, Tom Lawler versus Sebe Dalloway, and then Shannon Gergerty versus Matt Grice. Yeah, and then UFC 200 was another shit show. I think you had Hunt and Lesnar. I don't even know who else, but basically if it's the main 100 numbers, they're going to fucking try to stack that as best they can.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Nunes, Misha Tate, Brock Lesnar versus Mark Hunt, Cormier versus Anderson Silva, Jose Aldo versus Frankie Edgar, Cain Velasquez versus Travis Brown, Juliana Pena versus Kat Zingano, Kelvin Gastelum versus Johnny Hendricks, TJ Dillashaw versus Rafael Asuncao, Sage Northcutt versus Enrique somebody other, Joe Lozon versus Diego Sanchez, Gegard Mousasi versus Thiago Santos, Jim Miller versus Takanori Gomi.
Wow.
So they're just stacking the shit out of these cards. So a fucking UFC 300.
Sounded pretty solid to me.
Brock's been on UFC 100, UFC 200. He feel like he's got to be on UFC 300, especially since now like the UFC and WWE are partners, or
mm-hmm.
like they're the same company. So
right,
you can easily slide them in. I just don't know who you have them fight. If it's not John Jones, is Cormier coming out of retirement? Are people fired up for that? Not really.
No chance. I don't see that happening. He's too happy being on the. I think they asked him a couple of fights ago about, I'm not coming back. I'm happy to be in retirement.
Yeah, I don't
see that happening. No chance.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen. It sounds like something's going to be announced shortly, but hard to say. And then there's a rumor that Paige VanZant wants to return for one more fight, and I don't even know where she's signed to anymore, because I think she was doing the bare knuckle,
right? But that was like a one and done, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think she's too expensive for them. And I heard there's some rumors about 1FC being potentially going out of business, because I heard that they lost $600 million.
Ouch.
Like, whew,
it's pretty steep.
Yeah, I don't know how you lose that much. So it's not good, because if they go out of business, and PFL just bought Bellator, so it's then basically it's just UFC and then PFL and one. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see how the whole thing plays out. I'm excited for 300. I hope they can make a solid card. So maybe they should have done that one in the Sphere. That would have been awesome.
I don't know. I still think it's a terrible place. It would be too distracting.
Yeah.
I'll know this week. We'll be out there Wednesday of this week to see that YouTube concert.
There you go. I'm excited just to hear all about this.
I'll report. Hopefully I'll have some video.
Yeah.
Like, The million people on their cell phone fucking like, look at me. I'm just going to film the people filming the show. That's what I do.
Perfect. Just put it a selfie on yourself behind you.
And see look at all these jamokes. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
What else is happening?
Speak of the devil, Conor McGregor, you know, happy as a clam. He's got a new arrival. I don't know if you saw these pictures he posted on Facebook, but here he is. He says, another chunky, healthy boy into the world.
He's like choking the kid out.
D, you are my hero. November 30th. You know, there he is.
Like how he holds the kid in a straight up chokehold.
Like, you gotta hold the head up. You know, you can't support the heck, support the neck.
Does he have all sons? Like, I think that's the fourth kid.
I think so. I don't know. I just feel like there's just like no chance that he's coming back to fight anybody anytime ever. He's busy doing other shit. And he's so fucking loaded. Why would he come back? What's the point?
Yeah, he's just trying to stay relevant in the fight world. After that injury, he should, if he wants to do anything, it should be boxing or bare knuckle. I think he'd be pretty good in bare knuckle, actually. Mm-hmm. Him and Mike Perry would be a hell of a fucking scrap, but I just don't know if I feel like that brings Conor down a level to have him go over there. Not that it's like gutter fights or like bum fights. It's still quality shit, but I think it just degrades the Conor McGregor brand if he goes over there. That's not his gig.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Let's see what else is going on. So this happened. This is in Russia. Oh, typical. Boy.
Bracing myself.
What happens in Russia? No, it's not too crazy. I could probably go. I should probably go smaller screen because sometimes it's get flagged. But you know, you want to celebrate the win? Fuck you! I'm gonna jump on the cage too.
I'm gonna keep fighting.
Yeah, I'll kick you in a groin.
Damn.
I don't care. It's Russia. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, everything's on the table in Russia.
Yeah. What else is going on?
I was reading about this WWE UFC merger that just happened, right? And there's a lawsuit coming down the pike here, allegedly claiming that Vince McMahon, because of the way this deal happened with Endeavor, that Vince positioned himself so that he could stay in power, you know, after the merger happened, mm-hmm. and that they actually did not entertain better opportunities. There were three or four other bidders that were interested in purchasing the WWE with cash offers that apparently were substantially higher than anything Endeavor was going to offer. And they're saying that this is not legal to do what they did. So there's a lawsuit coming down. And you know, as these things go, who knows, we're going to have to keep our eye on this, but
how can they gauge what is best? Because if you're in bed with the UFC, you're going to have natural transition between fighters in the UFC. You can go into the WWE and then vice versa. Like we're going to be seeing some flip flop action. Plus there's a lot of crossover and they're going to cut costs because you have some of the people doing the same job. So I don't think it's always like whoever can pay the most money, that's the best deal. Like, no, there's other intangibles you have to take into account.
Well, publicly traded companies, that I think that's the only thing I can think of, is they have an obligation to their shareholders. And apparently there's some stuff that was like, you know, ignored, like maybe offer. I think legally you have to share the offers that come through. And apparently that didn't even happen. Like they were just kind of like hiding these better offers in a way because Vince wanted to stay in power, I guess, or something. You know, this is all unfolding this last few days, and we'll have to see if this even goes anywhere. But because publicly traded companies, the rules are different. You know, like if you're a private company, you can do whatever you want. You know, you can sell your business for a dollar, no one cares. But it's different when you have shareholders. So
yeah, we'll see. They already have lots of fun lawsuits. So. Mm-hmm. The UFC fighting theirs out,
never ending.
Yeah, saw Kay Hansen with a nice post. She says, "So you want to be a fighter?"
Oh damn!
Yeah,
that's a big bruise.
Assuming that's the high leg kicks, which is an interesting spot because typically you're going like right in that area or that fucking calf kick. I don't know why they're kicking so high. Seems odd. Or you go shin to shin. That was always fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And then I saw some UFC 5. It's looking stellar. Every clip I see online. I got two, so here's one. I think this happened in one of the previous versions where you see the two guys are going at it. And then the one guy, I'm Jesus Christ!
What the hell?
Like he just poses up on them.
That's really weird. The game has like a 9 or something on freaking IGN, like ratings for reviews. I haven't played it, but
I don't see
how that's possible.
I see bad reviews. And then here is a spammy way to win, where apparently you can just do the rolling thunder kick. Get up. Do it again.
What the hell?
Do it again. Oh, can you wait for him? This reminds me of like a Mortal Kombat thing where you just glitch win and just keep kicking a guy. And then eventually you fucking, he's almost KO'd. One more.
We've never seen McGregor do that. Oh, that looks bad. Ooh, ouch.
Okay. It looks like he retarded him.
Crazy.
Yeah. What else is happening?
I found this new sport that, I don't know. I'm going to get your take on this. See what you think. Can't share the sound because these guys are always putting weird music in. But
yeah, it's like every video. So
they're hanging from a bar. There's four of them, and then 1, 2, 3, go. And the idea is to try to kick each other off the bar. I feel like we used to play this kind of game in the playground when I was a kid. But this is different.
Kick them in the face, or go for the hands, maybe.
Hands.
Like go for the
face.
Elbow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just going. I don't know. Pretty crazy.
I like it. I'd like to see women do this. I feel like they should be naked.
Okay.
That's just my rule.
I can get behind that.
I think a lot of people can. A little KO of the week.
Yeah. Hook it up.
I only have one. Hopefully it's good. I never remember. Playing a little kicky kick.
Oh. That was bad.
The ref was a little aggressive moving that guy. We want to let him recover a little bit.
Ouch.
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else until we get to knowledge.
I have some knowledge, but I want to share this first because this is kind of like a KO. Do you remember the old break the brick thing, right? This is a new take on it. Have you seen this? Break brick with elbow and head.
I like this.
So let's see how this goes. Oh.
Oh my god.
And I mean, apparently everybody's fine, but I don't see how they
and that guy's foot, like all the bricks just fell right on his bare foot. Like add insult to injury or injury to insult. That's offensive. Why do you let that guy just elbow your head like a fucking coconut?
I don't know.
Fuck.
The martial arts move. It takes a lot of skill to let someone do that to you.
I just transfer all the energy right through your head. You won't even feel it. It's like those people that try to kick the bottles off of someone else's head and they come out just a little bit short.
And then what does skull Mr. Miyagi fuck the person. Say like brick not hit back or something like that? Was that Mr. Miyagi?
No, he always says wax on, wax off.
Oh, okay. All right. Forgot about that.
Knowledge we got.
In a similar sentiment, I found this thing in China, which is apparently an exhibitionist kind of a thing. Here's a man dangling from his dick.
Whoa.
So apparently this is a thing and people come from all around to watch this.
I don't think this is healthy.
I think it's probably not.
What happens if it just rips off? Because there is a ripping point. It's just like anything, like pectoral muscles rip.
I think
quad muscles rip.
I feel like the man is injuring himself like permanently.
100%. Like you can't sustain that. No. Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry. It was weird.
I'm processing it.
I'm like, so weird. Random shit that shows up on my Instagram.
Exactly.
Like, I'm like, what is this? This is not what I look at on here. Why is this here?
It's the same thing like me. Like, all these things show up. Like, some for some reason, I'm in this magic trick thing. So this magic trick shows up. This woman showing magics, trying to make a can disappear.
I like magic.
Yep. And just like that, it's magic. The can disappeared. Huh.
What?
Do you want to see that again? Probably need to see it twice.
Does she drop it? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Did we get distracted by the boobs? Yeah, she dropped it. That's what
it's
it
magic.
Is. We got distracted by the other lady doing the boob thing.
Well, I remember in elementary school, we had a magician come in and he was doing some kind of chicanery and he's like, oh my God, look at the principal. She's doing a handstand. And then everyone turned around and then looked back and he had pulled off his chicanery like that. Like, oh, you fuck. I missed what happened, but you did it.
It's all about deception.
Yeah. Smoke and mirrors. Mm-hmm. I think that's all. We can shut down.
Well, alrighty. Enjoy your concert. Excited to hear about it. Have a good time. Party hardy. That's been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Angle Waggle.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.